Once there, we were half hidden by the leafless trees. But now and again, I could glimpse Halfdan's men advancing along the hill crests, and I could see there were West Saxon troops waiting for them, which suggested that Guthrum's plan was working, and that we could march clear around the enemy's northern flank. "What we do then," Ragnar said, "is climb up behind them, and the bastards will be trapped. We'll kill them all." "One of them has to stay alive," Ravan said. "One? Why?" "To tell the tale, of course. Look for their poet. He'll be handsome. Find him and let him live." Ragnar laughed. There were, I suppose, about 800 of us, slightly fewer than the contingent that had stayed with Halfdan, and the enemy army was probably slightly larger than our two forces combined, but we were all warriors, and many of the West Saxon Fyrd were farmers forced to war, and so we saw nothing but victory. Then, as our leading troops marched out of an oak wood, we saw the enemy had followed our example and divided their own army into two. One half was waiting on the hill for Halfdan, while the other half had come to meet us. Alfred led our opponents. I knew that because I could see Beorka's red hair, and later on I glimpsed Alfred's long, anxious face in the fighting. His brother, King Ethelred, had stayed on the heights, where instead of waiting for Halfdan to assault him, he was advancing to make his own attack. The Saxons, it seemed, were avid for battle. So we gave it to them. Our forces made shield wedges to attack their shield wall. We called on Odin. We howled our war cries. We charged. And the West Saxon line did not break. It did not buckle, but instead held fast. And so the slaughter work began. Ravan told me time and again that destiny was everything. Fate rules. The three spinners sit at the foot of the Tree of Life, and they make our lives and we are their playthings. And though we think we make our own choices, all our fates are in the spinners' threads. Destiny is everything. And that day, though I did not know it, my destiny was spun. Weird bith full arid. Fate is unstoppable. What is there to say of the battle that the West Saxons said happened at a place they call Aesk's Hill? I assume Aesk was the thane who had once owned the land, and his fields received a rich tilt of blood and bone that day. The poets could fill 1,000 lines telling what happened, but battle is battle. Men die. In the shield wall it is sweat, terror, cramp, half blows, full blows, screaming and cruel death. There were really two battles at Aesk's Hill, the one above and the other below, and the deaths came swiftly. Harald and Bagseg died. Sidrok the Older watched his son die and then was cut down himself. And with him died Earl Osburn and Earl Fryenna, and so many other good warriors, and the Christian priests were calling on their god to give the West Saxon sword strength, and that day Odin was sleeping. And the Christian god was awake. We were driven back. On top of the hill and in the valley, we were driven back, and it was only the weariness of the enemy that stopped a full slaughter and let our survivors retreat from the fight, leaving their companions behind in their death blood. Toki was one of them. The shipmaster, so full of sword skill, died in the ditch behind which Alfred's shield wall had waited for us. Ragnar, blood all over his face, and with enemy's blood matted in his unbound hair, could not believe it. The West Saxons were jeering. The West Saxons had fought like fiends, like men inspired, like men who know their whole future rested on a winter afternoon's work, and they had beaten us. Destiny is all. We were defeated and went back to Redingham.